Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Whitey Kurowski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Fallon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Gumbert. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jabari. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Al Jabari. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller takes first base on ball four. Musial moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jabari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kurowski for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes McCarthy trying to get to third. Walker throws the ball into Kurowski, who tags McCarthy for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clutz moves to second. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker bunts towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. Gumbert moves to second. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Gumbert trying to get to third. Niemann throws the ball into Joost, who tags Gumbert for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Jaberi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaberi strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littwiller moves to second. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littwiller scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Kurowski moves to second. Two outs. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 0 for 1 in the game. Fallon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. McCarthy reaches second base with a double. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Javeri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javeri is 0-for-1 in the game. Javeri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 0 for 2 in the game. Fallon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gumbert strikes out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy juggles the ball. That's an error on McCarthy. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Littwiller hits a pop-up towards third. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Juice fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Juice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Juice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Javeri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javeri is 0 for 2 in the game. Javeri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 3 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fallon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Fallon reaches second base with a double. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gumbert strikes out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fallon scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Brubaker pinch hits for Connie Ryan. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Garrotti pinch runs for Bill Brubaker. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.